Welcome to DJ Demaru, Evolution Revolution. We just heard Publius today, broadcasting about Julius Caesar in Latin. It was a fun conversation we had in the comm. The comm is a chat room hosted on sdf.org. sdf.org is the public Unix access that host, and on radio.net, and you're listening to DJ Demaru with Evolution Revolution live from Kootenai Lake. We're gonna start today, today's show with Takeo Watanabe. I'll talk a bit more about how I discovered this artist, but let's have a listen first. Thank you. So this was Takeo Watanabe with his latest album called At the End of Winter. We were chatting in the comm section there. Publius was commenting about the stereo field. If you had headphones listening to this track, you heard the panning. It was probably connected to LFO and the panning was moving left and right. I discovered Watanabe by looking for the model cycles from Electron, a new device that I'm thinking of purchasing to explore the world of drum machines, something that I didn't use much in my exploration so far of electronic devices, mostly used synthesizers and samplers. And if I end up getting a model cycles, that would be my first real dedicated drum machine. I've used MPCs in the past, but using them more for samples and not so much pure drum machine. The model cycle is actually another synth. It's a FM synth with six voice, and although it's dubbed as a drum machine, I can see sometimes people call it as well a groove box. And researching about it, that's how I discovered Taiko Watanabe. And I invite you to go check out his YouTube videos. So his name is Takeo Watanabe. Probably not pronouncing it correctly. That's a Japanese name. When I was researching about him, it's the same name as a composer that did a lot of anime type of music. So that's not the anime music composer. Is a different person. I couldn't find a lot of information. I assume that most of his personal stuff is probably on social network that I don't frequent or Japanese site that I unfortunately cannot read. But on his YouTube videos, you'll see him perform these songs with only the model cycle. And so what we just heard, I presume, was only composed with the model cycle, which is very surprising to see such a small box creating such a full body creation. Now a shout out to Tob, not too sure how he wants it pronounced. He is in his bath, so I will play more music for him than talk, because music will be more enjoyable for him than me talking. So today we're talking a little bit more about creativity and, you know, evolution and creativity, or if you want to call it your spiritual path and creativity, meditation and creativity. Two subjects that Toby, would it be Tobe or Tob? Tob? Tobe? I'm not too sure. Claudium is trying to help me with my pronunciation, and it's my French reading that makes it hard for me sometimes to globe, Tobe. Rhyme with globe. So Tobe, who is a superstar of the Anon Radio, because, well, for one thing, he's publishing every day, once or twice a day, I don't know. He's always there, very fun to listen to, and he started the Synth Royal Battle that has been going on for 5 weeks now. Last week, I missed my chance to play live, but I did that for the first 4 weeks, and hopefully this Friday, I can also make some noise, got some new samples. I've sampled my violin, and hopefully I can put that into the mix that I'm going to be playing on Friday. In any case, I'm going around now. What I wanted to share today is about creativity and the art of meditation. So I'll talk a little more about that. The idea here is when doing meditation, a lot of energy gets released. How? Well, we'll hear about it soon, right after this other song from Takeo Watanabe called Winter Forest. This was Takeo Watanabe. You're listening to Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru. I'm discovering this new artist mostly because he's using a model cycle to record this or create his songs. Beautiful videos of him on different natural setup. Sometimes it almost feel a little fake because you don't see him sitting, you just see him in there and you have a beautiful backdrop. I believe that it's always in nature. I couldn't find much information about him, but you can find him on Bandcamp, even if Bandcamp has been bought by Unreal Engine. I still purchase my music there. I was a little saddened or worried about the takeover from Unreal Engine. It sounded a weird thing for Bandcamp, but in any case, still a lot of artists are there. A lot of music that I have in my library come from Bandcamp, even if their shopping cart is a little weird. The platform is awesome for following a lot of artists. I love it. Hopefully it's going to stay like that. So, creativity and evolution, what's the big deal there? Well, for me, it started when I lived in a yoga ashram for a long time, for a year or so. I realized that my level of energy was expanding, so I had more and more and more energy, and I was reflecting about what's going on there, and what I realized is that I use a lot of my energy to keep my stuff in. So, you know, when it said, just kind of tuck it in and don't feel it anymore. Or, you know, you have some tension or some trauma and people are like, yeah, just, you know, stuff it in very deep inside yourself and don't think about it anymore. Well, all that stuff, even if you're not, you know, consciously doing it, but it just happens by normal, you know, human survival skills, all that stuff that's not used or cared for. All that stuff end up taking a lot of energy. And, that energy, so let's say you have childhood trauma. We all have childhood trauma and you don't want to look at it. And it stays for me anyway. I see it as it stays in my brain as an event that has been recorded. And in order not to react to it too much, I have to kind of use my energy to hold it. So I'm kind of holding. I see these as luggage or backpack and things like that that I'm carrying around, and the more I have, the more luggage I have, the heavier it is, the slower I'm gonna walk. So if I have all this stuff that I've never dealt with, it end up being this huge thing that I'm just kind of like carrying. And in the process of living in an ashram, reflecting about all this stuff in my life and making peace with people and family and writing letters and a little bit what you would go if you go to a psychiatrist or psychologist. Anyway, somebody who helps you with your mental issues and limitations. A lot of that is, you know, at the first layers of your yoga practice. So cleaning up your past, your trauma and things like that, it free up a lot of energy because now I don't have to hold or carry these luggage around. But then you have all that energy, and if you ever lived in an ashram, there's not a lot you can spend your energy on. In a big city, it's simple. You go, you know, you get wasted, go party, or take on different jobs and things like that. Living in an ashram, I didn't have a lot to do. And then I realized that I could redirect that, you know, freed up energy into creativity. I was like, wow, that's a beautiful way of transferring the energy that I now have. Because at one point, there's not a lot of things that really kind of use up your energy. I mean, even if you're working physically and things like that, the energy released through my healing process needed an avenues where I would use up all that energy. So music, writing, drawing, painting, and all these things, for some reason, seems to be the perfect match to the release of all that energy. So that's, you know, a foundation of why creativity, it's a perfect match with any type of evolutionary practices. The more you release all that stuff, the more creativity become useful. But there's a lot more to it as well. It's not only releasing that energy, but there's something about the exploration of creativity that can happen through meditation. We'll hear a bit more about that right after the next music. This is the artist is Chris Beckstrom. So this is somebody that I follow on Mastodon because he's a synth nerd, maybe. I'm not too sure why. And he just released his newsletter, and I was like, sure, I'll see what he has to say. And realized that he was on Bandcamp as well. So this is a song called Soca Dub from the album Mod SRC Zero, Mod Screen Zero. Definitely a title from a geek person. Let's listen together. So this was Chris Beckstrom with his album Mod Screen Zero, MODSRC0, and the title of the song is Soca Dub. Chris Beckstrom is a person that I have no idea who he is, but he just released a newsletter on publishing it, or you know, talking about it on Mastodon, and he was saying in his post, hey, started a new newsletter, you know, it might be monthly, might go offline for a long time because that's what I do. And I was like, okay, let's check it out. Seems interesting character and newsletter, why not? Let's see what he has to say. So I registered to his newsletter. He sent his first newsletter this morning. And talks about his creativity, his family, talks about fun fact about Raven, that is the only non-mammal that can make tools. And I thought it was just, it was a nice little lovely newsletter information, and I like that. I'd love more people to have their own personal newsletter that just kind of say, hey, here's what's happening with me, something completely outside, you know, social network where people post every day stuff. I don't care, but if you know everybody that I knew would have a little updates in newsletter format or something like that. I'd love to read more newsletters like that. I think it's a nice way of communicating, very kind of relaxed. You read it when you can. It doesn't go off your timeline because you haven't read it in the last, you know, 5 days or something like that. And you can organize it in your mail software. It's connecting to my secondary email, my more personal email that's outside my mail, my job email. So yeah, I love that. And probably old school. Probably people don't have time for that anymore. But yeah, check it out. Chris Beckstrom, he's on Mastodon. He has a website too. I think he's running his own instance of Mastodon. So you'll have to kind of dig a little bit for that. So creativity and meditation. What I've seen, how creativity can help in process of liberation or evolution, when you want to change your life a little bit around, when you're tired of the same patterns that are happening in your life and you're like, okay, time to deal with my anger, deal with my sadness, deal with whatever you want to deal with your life, then you know, you start practicing meditation, yoga, or other technique, Tai Chi, and things like that that might help you one way or another. But what happened, that what I've explored, is that often you have this extra energy, and then creativity becomes a very good tool for that. What I see as well is if somebody is too focused on their evolution or their spiritual practice or their meditation, it tends to create a bit of anxiety. Change in human nature is very slow. I can attest that myself. We don't change very fast. And what I see is that it happens in block. When they studied language with developing infant and kids and things like that, they realized that the language learning is not like a curve or like a straight line or exponentially moving. It moves by stages, and they're very kind of block stages. So there's a learning period where there's nothing really happening, and then all of a sudden, all that kind of knowledge or practice kind of gets imprinted in the brain. Something about how the brain itself creates a connection, neural connection, and how there's kind of a cycle based on that. Well, on the spiritual development, or you know, evolution development, it's a similar thing. If you start working on your own limitations and things you want to change, it's not, you know, getting better every day a little bit. It's kind of like nothing happened And then out of a sudden, it just kind of falls down. It's a really weird feeling. It's really nice when it does happen, when you realize you've given up on, you know, stuff you used to do. But it can be frustrating in the process. So you can be meditating, reflecting, doing all that stuff, and then you're looking at what your behavior, and you're like, nothing is changing. I'm not getting XYZ result. That can be a bit annoying, and it can be a bit nerve-wracking, and it feels like the more you're focusing on, you know, that, the less effective it becomes. And so that's a second very useful tool, reason to do creative work, writing or music or painting. I feel that when you are in creative mode, creating music or something like that, there is a bit of a digestion of what happened in a meditation. So often when you meditate, you have all these ideas, there's stuff coming up, you reflect about them, you write a little bit about them, you want to take action on whatever came out in a meditation. Well, the other place, this kind of creative space that end up being some sort of meditation where the focus is on creation, well, that other seems to be a very nice counterbalance to meditation and other practices, because you end up not thinking about evolution so much, but you end up somehow digesting what happened there. So let's move in music with weird music now. Alessandro Cortini, who was Nine Inch Nail keyboardist, I guess Nine Inch Nail doesn't exist anymore, so he was the keyboardist. I didn't know about him for the longest time. Of course, I heard Nine Inch Nail as I, you know, grew up or became teenager in the 90s, so it was a big part of the culture back then. And looking around electronic devices and things like that, I came upon Alessandro Cortini, who created his own synthesizer with the company called No Coast. And it's a very noisy, organic synthesizer that he created. If you want to check it out, Alessandro Cortini, and then see, you know, the devices that he created, it's really, he kind of wanted to break away from this idea of a synthesizer is a keyboard and notes and things like that. So there's a lot of like connection on the synthesizer where you have to put two fingers and then the electrical current helps create that noise. Very noisy synth, but it's a nice step in a direction of breaking away from the box of electronic music creation, very live. And not the thing I would play with, but it's awesome to see artists teaming up with hardware device maker to create what they had in their mind. So let's listen to a little Alessandro Cortini. The album is called Scuro Chiaro, and it's the main song, Chiaro Scuro, from the album. Thank you. This was Alessandro Cortini on the album Chiaroscuro, and it was using the Strega, a device that he designed. I mentioned the Zero Coast or No Coast. That's just another synthesizer from the same maker. The maker is Make Noise, and the Strega is a device designed or invented or created in combination, Make Noise and Alessandro Cortini. It's a analog noise making device that is quite organic and can connect to other modular synthesizer. Claudium in the chat was saying that Nine Inch Nail also created the music for Quake. I was like, oh yeah, okay, that reminds me of these noise, and that even Trent Reznor used his own voice to create all the grunt noise from Quake. Well, that was a fun, what do you call them? Fun fact about Nine Inch Nail. So creativity and evolution and meditation. So from the beginning, like, when you are doing yoga and meditation, a lot of energy is released. That energy sometimes is hard to use up in different way. I used to, when I had these bursts of energy, used to party a lot. And I was like, that's not the best way to use this type of energy. And realizing that using it for creativity was a lot more constructive, but also was a nice balance from my spiritual life or my practices. And then we looked at how creativity really bonds really well with meditation and yoga and all these things, as it creates another focus for the practitioner to not be always focused on your own evolution, but also using creativity as something that let the meditation sink into yourself. Another aspect of creativity and meditation and yoga is I find that in deep meditation, I will often have very good ideas. The mind does that. The mind will want you to come out of meditation, for me anyway. And so it will give me all these awesome ideas of music making or drawing and things like that. And to propulsate me in, let's get out of meditation and let's start drawing or let's start making music. But it does more than that. I feel that my meditation practice, my dream yoga practice, and all these create symbols and images and resonating sound and things like that are very inspiring for my creative life. So I find a lot of inspiration in my dream practice and my meditation practice. And even in ceremonies, Wachuma or ayahuasca ceremonies will create, you know, crazy visuals and crazy imagery and crazy symbolism that often can only be expressed through drawing things or meditate or music. For me, so there's yet another way of using creativity in yoga and meditation is to use that tool to express, to reflect, and to even go further. I feel that sometime even writing will be influenced by a very good meditation. A very good sitting will unblock a lot of my creative blockage. So as much as the creative side, the music, the writing, the drawing, the painting, acting will help the meditation to go further or help me overcome some of my limitation and my evolution process, as well as the meditation itself will help me creating more. So it's a very balanced act. And I don't... it's not something that I've encountered a lot in the texts that I've read. I've studied tantric and yogic texts and Buddhist texts. And although there is a lot of space, for example, in tantric Buddhism for the tanka painting, for the poetry of Zen. Well, Zen has all these other art forms, calligraphy and painting, and but I've never seen it so much as a centerpiece of the meditation practice. And I think for me anyway, I think it is a very important. I think creativity in our life is super important just in general. I feel like we should all be creating something in order to help our mental state. I think just on a mental health level, creativity, dancing with people, sitting and chanting with people. Of course, the community aspect is a huge part of mental health, but also the expression of the self. I think it's huge. And the culture that we are in often make, if you're an artist, you're an artist. And if you're not an artist, you can't create type of message. And it's like, oh, you're not good at it. You can't do it. While I think a lot of cultures, just it's a natural thing. You have legs, therefore you can dance. You have a voice, therefore you can sing. You have hands, therefore you can paint. It's not about being good or anything like that, or making money out of it, but just it's part of our human nature. And even more when you're in the process of change and evolution, creativity is, it can be really at the core of who we are. And coming back to Chris Beckstrom, a person that I'm discovering on Mastodon, it's interesting, these are very interesting ways of discovering people. A little bit like when I was interviewing Devin with 100 Rabbits, discovering all that he wrote, all the music that he composed, all the video games that he created. I feel that I know him more because he put all of his creativity out there. And I find that really enhance our human connection to each other. Same thing with Chris Beckstrom that I don't know much. I read his newsletter. I'm listening to his music. And it's a beautiful way to connect with other people as well as everything else. So, yeah, I'm a strong advocate for creativity for everybody. We should all be creative all the time as much as we can. And if you don't know what to do, you can also have a radio show if that helps you being more creative and talk about stuff and play music. Let's leave today's show with that one last song from Takeo Watanabe. You can find him on Bandcamp, and you're listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution, every Tuesday at 1600 UTC. If you want to come and chat with us, you can come to the com on sdf.org, and we'll talk to you next week.